Chapter 9. So all Israel was enrolled by genealogies, and behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was carried away into exile to Babylon for their unfaithfulness. Now the first who lived in their possessions in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And some of the sons of Judah, of the sons of Benjamin, and of the sons of Ephraim, and Manasseh, lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, the son of Amihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. And from the Shilonites were Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. And from the sons of Zerah were Jeuel and their relatives, 690 of them. And from the sons of Benjamin were Salu, the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah, and Ibniah, the son of Jeroam, and Elah, the son of Uzai, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their relatives, according to their generations, 956. All these were heads of fathers' households, according to their fathers' houses. And from the priest were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God. And Adiah, the son of Jeroram, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, and Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jazira, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamith, the son of Immer, and their relatives, heads of their fathers' households, 1,760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites were Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Harish, and Gelal, and Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galel, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. Now the gatekeepers were Shalom, and Akub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their relatives, Shalom the chief, being stationed until now at the king's gate to the east. These were the gatekeepers for the camp of the sons of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Kore, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his relatives, of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent. And their fathers had been over the camp of the Lord, keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was ruler over them previously, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper of the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be gatekeepers in the thresholds were 212. These were enrolled by genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer appointed in their office of trust. So they and their sons had charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, even the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides to the east, west, north, and south. And their relatives in their villages were to come in every 7 days from time to time to be with them. For the four chief gatekeepers who were Levites were in an office of trust and were over the chambers and over the treasuries in the house of God. And they spent the night around the house of God because the watch was committed to them, and they were in charge of opening it morning by morning. Now some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they counted them when they brought them in and when they took them out. Some of them also were appointed over the furniture and over all the utensils of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the frankincense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priest prepare the mixing of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the responsibility over the things which were baked in pans. And some of their relatives of the sons of the Kohathites were over the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. Now these are the singers, heads of fathers' households of the Levites, who lived in the chambers of the temple free from other service, for they were engaged in their work day and night. These were heads of fathers' households of the Levites according to their generations, chief men who lived in Jerusalem. And in Gibeon, Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived, and his wife's name was Maacah. And his firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth became the father of Shemaim. And they also lived with their relatives in Jerusalem, opposite their other relatives. And Ner became the father of Kish, and Kish became the father of Saul, and Saul became the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal became the father of Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz became the father of Jerah, and Jerah became the father of Alemeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza, and Moza became the father of Benaiah, and Rephaiah his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons whose names are these, Azricam, Bokiru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.